Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dundee. For interesting questions or to find out more about something or to just comment, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and find me on @DavidDundee on most social media channels and, of course, that podcast on fmr.co.za. I have a distinct weakness for luxury barges, a car big enough to necessitate a call down to the engine room. Move out of my way, mere mortals, coming through. Yep, I have an S-Class Merc to talk about, the S350D long wheelbase. Let's get Captain Obvious out of the way. It is big, it is luxurious, and there is nary a detail left unconsidered. This isn't the arena where silly mistakes are made in design or engineering or build. The interior is sublime, with just enough technology and avant-garde design to wow without being at all challenging. Small details abound, like the air vent control switches that are now electronic buttons. Off, position 1, 2, or 3, you know, you don't want too much of a breeze, unless you do want it. And that's rather than the usual dial or organ stop, and beautifully and tastefully executed. In fact, beautiful and tasteful are constant descriptors. For example, they're apt for the illuminated seatbelt sockets, I kid you not, a first for me. This is one of those car experiences where you can talk about the back seat without a need to blush. A marshmallow soft pillow, full reclining seats, and a soft eject Samsung tablet for all your back seat settings. And you can recline pretty far with a footrest, at least on the passenger side, and the long wheelbase gives you plenty of space. Of course, this is supplemented with, you know, the obvious wireless phone charging cradle, not to mention the heated and cooled cup holders. Mind you, these are in the back only. Jeeves can damn well suck on a drink at an inappropriate temperature for all we care. Jeeves also has 230 kilowatts at his disposal from that diesel V6 powertrain, with a little 17 kilowatt electric assist doing a little bit of a job recovering energy. This will have you and your beverage get to the ton in 5.6 seconds through a traditional rear wheel drive system. All this while sipping on a real world fuel consumption of 10 liters per 100 kilometers, which Merc claims at 6.3 liters per 100 kilometers, but as anyone who can afford the 2.6 big ones for the S350D knows that this kind of power will corrupt at least your right foot. Did I really have to give it back and come down to earth? And that's it for me this week. It's David Dundee. It's been Fine Motoring. If you have questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me @DavidDundee on those social media channels. That's DavidDondee, and find the podcast on fmr.co.za.